Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Deborah Howcroft Miles was introduced to yoga in her early 20s. Back then, she thought of it as a form of physical exercise. Fast forward more than a decade, and she has used yoga and other mindfulness meditation techniques to assist with the emotional stress of IVT, miscarriage, and the impending thought of never becoming a mother. Once she made peace with the thought that mothering and nurturing takes many forms, she found herself using mindfulness to help through breast cancer. Deborah has combined her knowledge to now be helping people move through their own physical and emotional pain. Hi, Deb. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Oh, thank you very much, Leanne. Very excited to be here talking to you.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear your story. So shall we get started?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. So do you want to tell us where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Oh, wow. Well, right at this point in time, I am actively growing my one-man band, my one-man business, my one-woman business, I should say, and really using all of those skills and tools that I've been learning over the years to really focus on helping people, really following that real purpose that I have to serve people. So yeah, that's about where I am right now.
Excellent. Well, what's your actual story? How did you get to this point?
I moved from a small country town about 17, 18 years ago, 2001 it was, and was working in the corporate world and happened to meet my now husband, and we, yeah, went along down the road of wanting to have children, as you do, and we couldn't have children easily. I thought that, you know, that beautiful rite of passage that is every woman's road, that we would naturally and easily be able to have children, but that didn't happen for us. So both of us had a very long road around assisted reproductive technology and IVF, only to be told it wasn't going to happen. And so from that point, because of all the, you know, the chemicals and the drugs that they give you, all the hormone replacement stuff during that, I went through a very unhealthy period, mentally and physically. You know, it wasn't for me personally, it wasn't a very, very pleasant time. And I think, yeah, I underwent some pretty major changes, and I'm here now, and part of my what I'm doing is helping women who are going through what I went through at that particular point in time, and loving it. So yeah, I guess that's part of my story. From there, wow, where do I go from there? In 2015, I was actually at the ripe old age of 40, diagnosed with breast cancer. And again, had a huge challenge in my life where I had to face those same issues around mothering and around body image, body positivity, and that self nurture. So for me, that's where I was at for a very long time, and I decided at that point in 2015 that it wasn't going to take me another 30 years to learn to love my body. So yeah, self-care, self-responsibility really jumped in. So yeah.
So was that like when you had a tipping point for change? So you decided that, you know, something had to change, so you went in a different direction?
I think in when we were going through IVF, which was 10, 11 years ago, I didn't realize at that point in time that I had already ignited some change in my myself. And then I think I went through a huge degree of change. And in, you know how symbols come up in your life? I don't know whether you talk about or know much about symbology or talk about much about symbology. In 2012, I had a bit of an encounter with a snake. I wasn't bitten by a snake, but a very highly venomous snake decided to live on our back patio. And I was working at the time with some fantastic women, and I was talking about this fear that I had around this snake. You know, when was I going to step outside my back door and step on this snake? And one of the women said, you do realize that a snake is a fantastic symbol for feminine change, for transformation in your life. And so at that point, I actually sat down and I started thinking about it. And I had already been on a long journey of change. And then I continued working at that. But yeah, in 2015, when I was again, I thought I was in a really good place before that. And then in 2015, when I was told you have breast cancer and we have to remove your breast, I was like, you can't, this is a symbol of my mothering. This is, you know, and I'm not a mother, and it's the only way that I can prove I'm a woman, because I have boobs. I don't have children to show, hey, the world, I'm this woman. And so, yeah, now in reflection, I think you're right that 2015 was a real tipping point for me being empowered to really embrace the fact that I'd come so far in the work that I'd done. So yeah, thank you for bringing that to the forefront. So
thank you for sharing your story with us, because we really appreciate it. Now, when you were you know, thinking of making changes, do you think they were like lightning bolts that think, right, I'm doing this? Or was it like a slow rumble before you made the changes?
The slow rumble, I think. I knew that I didn't want to stay where I was, you know. So the change really was taking place over that period of time, and it wasn't until I got those couple of wake-up calls that, you know, like, when in conversation with my friend about the snake and she was talking about transformation, that I actually realized that, you know, I had been doing this. So, and then in 2015, there was that lightning bolt moment. There was that, I think it was more of a lightning bolt realization that I'd come so far and there was no way that I was going to go backwards with my thinking. So, you know, it's that adage of the rubber band. Once you stretch the rubber band, you know that it's never going to go back to the same place that it started. And it was in that moment that, yeah, so there was a bit of both.
What about the challenges since you've made the decision to go in a different direction? Have you had some challenges that made you feel like throwing in the towel?
All the time. I think that there's always a challenge that makes you, there's something that makes you sit up and start to take notice. And if you're not prepared for that, then that's when you can really feel the pressure. You can really feel that it's not going to happen. And there's definitely been days where I've really been taken aback by things that have happened. But then it becomes, okay, so one foot in front of the other. And, you know, and just yesterday, something small happened yesterday that I had to sit back and re-examine my emotional response to what had actually occurred. And I think it was something pretty benign, pretty random in terms of going on in my day. But because I'm so passionate about everything, I have this tendency to go, hang on a minute, you know, and throw my hands up in the air and act a bit like a drama queen for, you know, all of 30 seconds. And then come back and go, well, what actually positive came out of that? And then start putting one foot back in front of the other and take the lesson from that challenge. But yeah, those challenges, oh, when they hit you, no matter how benign, mm-hmm. you know, if you can take that attitude of, well, what's the lesson from this? Where can I find gratitude in this challenge? That's what's helped me get through those moments.
Yeah, it's definitely like treating them not as failures but as learnings, isn't it? That's the way to keep getting through and pushing through. Yeah, and
absolutely.
Putting one foot in front of the other. How do you keep doing that? Do you have a big vision, or do you do it out of necessity?
My goal is to live in the present moment, and if anything, I think that should be each and every one of us's goal, to find that present moment and to really be with it and to live in that moment and love every moment that you're in. And I say love because maybe it should be gratitude more than love, but you know, good or bad, putting that one foot in front of the other, finding your tools that help you put one foot in front of the other. I think every time a challenge hits us, for me, there's been that sheer determination that I'm going to just keep moving forward. And there have been there's definitely been some pretty low times in my life where I've really wanted to give up, but there has been that passion, desire to, because I love what I do, I think, and have learned to really love life, that has kept me going. And I think the sheer determination is probably the one thing that's made me that desire just to keep going, even in moments where I haven't wanted to give up. That's been the key. It's discovering things that I never discovered before about myself, to be quite honest with you, in that moment of determination to move forward. So.
I like that.
Yeah.
So what about an ignition point? Have you had something happen where things have really started taking off, or is it just generally life is better than it was, or what's actually happening?
After I had my breast cancer, I call it my breast cancer year. And, you know, and for me, in all honesty, I was really blessed. I didn't have to go through chemotherapy. In the end, I didn't even need to have radiation treatment, but I did lose what I consider to be a real vital part of health. But I went into survival mode, what I call survival mode after that, because I think it was part of that pattern of, I actually think it was part of the pattern of just not understanding. And I'm a bit of a why person, you know, why did this happen to me? But it's been really interesting because I went into that survival mode, and then I decided last year, so I pretty much had enough of surviving about end of last year. And so I really threw myself into my business, but I noticed that my business wasn't improving. I think physically I come out of it, but mentally I was still experiencing, well, you're a survivor. Okay. And at the end of last year, I was ready to throw it all back in and go back into having someone else employ me to do their work for them. But I sat down with my husband and really discussed this, because I knew that I was following my purpose by doing what I was doing, and by living in that purpose, I was feeling fulfilled. But it's just, I had been only in survival mode. So the fulfillment, while it was still there, I felt I wasn't meeting my other obligations in life. Like I was having to rely on financially on my husband to prop me up. And that's not what I wanted in life. You know, if I was going to run this business, it had to survive on its own, but I still had to fulfill my passions, my purpose somehow. So I decided to get a new mindset. And, you know, one of the things, Stacey, who I started working with on that Thousand Ripples project, became a little bit of a encourager, a little bit of a, I won't say go so far as to say mentor, because I don't think she realized what she was doing in the background, but she gave me the motivation to, I guess, to tell my story a little bit and my story around actually taking responsibility for my life and standing up and literally, I think, just changing my mindset. And that's where I'm at. You know, what are we now? We are in April. Wow. And I think all that work that I've been doing all those years prior has led to this moment of me going, oh my God, I finally get it. I finally am in a place where I don't have to ask why anymore. Mm. I can just go into the place of this is how I'm feeling. And there's an automatic lift of burden because I'm taking responsibility for my emotions around everything that's happened to me, you know, that breast cancer, the IVF, and, you know, everything that I may have been through over the years. And so, you know, somebody like Stacey in the background there encouraging me to tell my story and helping me has been really, really good in that process of coming to this point, I think, moving from survival into saying, you got it. Yay.
Yeah.
And I say that in the mirror now, you got this.
That's what you should say it, I think. You
know, I think so.
Why not every day? You got this. I love it.
Yeah. And to look into the mirror now, you know, like 10 years ago, even when I, you know, to even look at myself in the mirror after I'd had my surgery, I couldn't look for very long. But again, I was determined I'm not going to be in that place I was 10, 20, 30 years ago as a teenager, 15 years ago as a teenager. I want to be at a point where I can just go, you've got this. Look at you. You are a beautiful woman. And I really think using the tools that I've been using and such people as Stacey and you know, even the great speakers of the world, you know, Wayne Dyer, you know, Carolyn Miss, and, you know, all of these wonderful people who are out there almost delivering this divine speech, this divine message. And Taryn Brumford, you know, who's all about that body positivity and that sort of stuff, you know, glory to these people. They are, you know, such a blessing to have on this earth right now. So, yeah. Or, you know, in Wayne Dyer and, you know, Louise Hay, those beautiful people who have now passed over, but their message is still there.
So it sounds like you're at an exciting point in your life. What's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
I think continuing to embrace this newfound energy and being able to live in the moment, to be able to appreciate where that could take me, you know. I've got these plans for the future of, you know, I'd love to be another Wayne Dyer and, you know, and go out there and deliver that beautiful message that I've learned in my life experiences. So to be able to just sit in that feeling in the present moment and just be grateful for it, you know, gratitude really opens our heart to so much. It's we can really find space to be everything that we're supposed to be when we sit in that gratitude.
Yeah, I truly believe that doubt and fear can't live in our hearts when there's gratitude there. So
yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. All right, well, let's have a change in pace. Would you like to do the speed round?
Okay, let's see what comes out.
All righty, what's your favorite book?
I would like, I'm a bit of a fiction bar on so I'd have to say at the moment Diana Gabaldon's books, the Outlander series. I've read them about 4 or 5 times and I'm on to about my fifth round of reading them now, fifth or sixth round, I can't remember. Yeah
they are brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm loving my audiobook. I'm listening to Wayne Dyer again, so I've got all of his audiobooks. I've started back at the beginning with him in the car.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
I'm going to go with Wayne Dyer, and whether it's because he's in my head right now, I don't know, but his message is really powerful and has been for me for years. So.
Yeah. What daily ritual works best for you?
I like to have me time, my time, first thing in the morning. So getting up, going for a walk, or, you know, my little jog walk, doing some yoga, a bit of meditation. I might sit down and do a bit of journaling. And probably the most important thing there is, even if I, you know, just do a little bit of something, it's just showing up. It's actually just getting up and just being present for myself and for that period of time, first thing of the morning. So.
Yeah, beautiful. What's your favorite food?
Oh, loving coconut curry at the moment.
Oh, that's divine, isn't it?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Do you like the country or the city?
Give me the country any day. Take me out bush and just allow me to sit in the silence for a wee while. So, yeah.
What's your biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change in their life?
Do not be a victim to life. Be the participant in it. So you are the only one who can take responsibility for how you respond to it. So, you know, take that responsibility. Don't be the victim.
Yeah, I love that. Mm. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
Learn this stuff earlier. Although I say that, and it's, I think that for me, it has been a culmination of all of my experiences and learning and, you know, hands up, praise to my parents, because my mum set me on this path when I was a teenager. And unfortunately it's taken me all this time to learn that story, you know, to learn 25 years, 30 years of this, to know how great that stuff that she was giving me when I was a teenager, that she was feeding me, you know. Maybe I should have listened harder, but maybe life is exactly how it should be.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I think it'd be nice to sit back and go back in time and just sit back and maybe have a bit of a laugh at myself. Mm-hmm. Oh, you were such a serious child. So, yeah, maybe that's what I would do more than go back to tell my former self to do anything. I'd go back just to actually laugh at myself.
Yeah, it's a big one, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Deb, and sharing your story. Really appreciate it and loved hearing about it. So would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Oh, thanks, Leanne. I have a Facebook page that people can jump on and follow, Mindful Living Matters, or jump onto the website, www.mindfullivingmatters.com.au, and subscribe to receive my newsletters. That would be lovely. And I'm always up for a chat with people. You know, if you don't email, give me a ring.
Yeah.
Thanks, Leanne. It's been great speaking with you today.
Igniters. Deb has had many challenges in her life, from fertility to cancer. Her ability to believe that you need to live in the present moment and love every moment is inspiring. She gives great advice in that you do not be a victim to life, but be a participant. If you want to find out more about Deborah, go to her Facebook page, Mindful Living Matters, or her website, www.mindfullivingmatters.com.au. To find out how to live a bigger life of adventure, balance, variety and fun, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.